I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practice Series. There's a fellow who I'm acquainted with who's in the process of becoming a Baal Tshuva. And this year, in the craziness of everything going on, it happened to be the first time that he had matzah on Pesach. And I was talking to him after Pesach, I was asking him how his holiday was. And he said everything was beautiful, everything was great, quarantine, stuck at home. But why can't the matzah have some taste? Why can't it have some flavor? Why can't we put salt in the matzah? Why does it have to taste so bland? So it got me thinking. I checked up the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Tafnun and Hesef. Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nohagin Shlolitin Melech v'matzah. Our practices, doesn't seem that it's Meikar Hadin, it doesn't seem that it's required to be that way, but that's our practice, that we do not place salt in the matzah. V'nachon Hadavar, and it's proper. Now the Ramah says, V'afilu B'dievid Yesh Lesar. The Ramah is of the opinion that even B'dievid, if you put in the salt, it should be Aser. So it's an interesting machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, but whether it's a problem with the Evid, but what would be the source? Why would it be a problem? So interestingly, the Rishonim discussed this, and they quote a Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Ayin Tes, Amud Aleph towards the bottom, where the Gemara discusses three different types of leather, three different types of hide. The Gemara says, Shlosha Orizhin, there are three different types of leather, matzah, chifa, and different. The Gemara asks, what is the translation of matzah? What does that mean that a hide is called matzah? So the Gemara explains, matzah kemashmo. Like it means that what? The lo moliach, the lo kamiach, the lo afit. That it's lacking different parts of the leather making process. And among them is the lo moliach, that it wasn't salted. And so we see the word matzah implies that it wasn't salted. Therefore, the Rishonim point out that you're not allowed to put salt in matzah either, because then it no longer will be called matzah. And why would that be true? The Rishonim explain, because then it would become chametz. Now, even though we're all aware that a dough typically takes 18 minutes in order for us to be concerned that it turned into chametz, that's only if it doesn't have an accelerator. And the Rishonim were concerned that if you put salt in the dough, it could become chametz even quicker. As we find the concept of Niyoradeya, we find the concept of Meliach Hareu Kiriseach. That's as if it heated up something if you put salt. And therefore, there's a concern that it would accelerate the chametz making process. However, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch Holin, writes that it's a minig, nohagin. And the reason is because many Rishonim Armadcha this raya. They say you can't bring a proof from our Gemara because that's not what the Gemara meant to say. All the Gemara meant to say is Rashi really alludes to this idea that matzah means that it's not a finished product. When you take dough, a finished product is chametz. And therefore we call not unleavened bread matzah because it's unleavened, it's not finished. Similarly, this hide that we're dealing with, it's called matzah because it's unfinished. Now, it happens to be in the context of our sugya and our gemara, when it deals with hide, an unfinished product is lacking salt. When it comes to matzah, who says that's the same thing? It could be you're allowed to put salt into dough, and it's still not going to become chametz. But we said that there's this concept of maliach haru kiriseach, that putting in salt could have a chemical effect. It could be like you're heating it up. That's only if you put a ton of salt. If you put in so much salt that you can't eat it straight anymore, you need to eat it with something else in order to make it edible. That's when we see Maleach Kiriseach. But the amount of salt that you would potentially put in matzah wouldn't cause such a problem. And that's why the Mechaber only writes that it's a minig. Now the Rama argues. The Rama says, Yesh Leser Afilu B'dievet. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah explains that that's based on a different Rama in Siman Tav Samach Beis. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, it happens to be he has a lengthy comment in which he suggests, he's not sure, but he suggests that with the salt that we deal with today, it could be even the Rama would agree that it's only a minig, and even the Rama wouldn't say that's a problem with the Evid.